Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Katuongere katonde ngari zamani.
Let's add God a mighty hand clap. As we thank him for gathering us, and again he teach us by himself. Had him a mighty hand clap, and thank him for gathering you, and takes another step of teaching you, preparing his ministers to serving you, and thereafter you to be prepared. You have many you profit for the living God. As
you
say, teach us to profit. It is hard to have people you profit. Even in the world where we pass, if you have not been taught, whether in the study of school, whether be taught at home, you may not even profit others. But we thank the Lord God, He will teach us to profit. We give Him glory and honor, for He is with us up to the end. Praise Jesus much. We thank God the Father
and
this word of our Lord Jesus Christ, even the Holy Spirit, for teaching us always. Praise Jesus much. But I want most that you keep those the Lord teaches you, put them in action, and always be ready to spread them to others.
There
is no any other way God is to remain with you all days except you've done that. I want to keep the things God teaches you, put them in action, and be ready to teach them to others.
There's
no any other way God is going to be with you all the days except you've done that. Praise Jesus much. For when he charged the prophet Joshua, he told him, if you want me to be with you as I was with prophet Moses, these words, these words of the book, never depart from them. You think about it. Yes.
He
wanted us to speak with each other. I've told you like this, and never forget it. That the things God teaches you, never depart from them. Put them in action. Be ready to spread them to others.
But
there is no any other way. God is going to be with you all the days except you've done that word. Praise Jesus much. Because when you read in Joshua chapter 1 verse 5 downwards,
yamugamba,
he told him, if you want me to be with you as I've been with prophet Moses, the words of this book, they should never depart from your mouth. You have to meditate in them. You have to move by them. You have to speak within them. Our Lord Jesus said in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20, that have been given power in the heavens and the earth. Now go make all nations disciples. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Verse 20 is important. It says, teach them all I commanded you, for I am together with you up to the end. I'm sure there is no way
Katonda chitafi.
God the Father.
Katonda chigambo mwana Yesu Kristo.
God the Word, the Son, Jesus Christ.
Awo muno moyo mutukufu.
Even the Holy Spirit.
Yebayizo kubera nawe.
They can be with you.
Ukujja kongo onywezeza byakuyigiriza.
Except you've held that
told
to profit you and the others.
Nobiteka munkora.
You put them in action.
Ateno oberanga buli kisero obiyongerayo.
And you'll be ready every time to spread them to others.
Tewali eroja tuka ekisera.
You reach a time.
Ngoyagara bere nawe
ngaga
no.
Him be with you, he said no.
Tewali ngeri nakubulira engeri.
I told you the way.
Tewali ngeri genja kubera nawe nakuzona.
No way I will be with you for all days.
Okujja kongo nywere de mbwe bien kuigiriso okugasha
kwe. All the things I've told you profit you
Nabalara.
And the others.
Nobiteka munkola.
You put them in action.
Noberanga mwete kifuburi jo.
You will be bred every day.
Kubiyongeranga yo.
Spread them to others.
Kubanga bwetuso bwosoma mu muyoso esule soko ruo kutano.
When you read Joshua chapter 1 verse 5.
Bako ruo kumi.
Up to 10.
Uja kusoma yo.
You will read there.
Yamugamba boya garambere nawe.
Told him if you want me be with you.
Ngabwe mbadene na bibi Musa.
Has been with the prophet Moses.
Ebigambo byo mu kitabo kino.
The words of this book.
Tebivanga mukamwako.
It's not get out of your mouth.
Tobivanga mwo kugenda kumukono ogwaddu wankwado ogwakono.
Depart from them to the left or the right hand.
Ubirowolezanga mwe misana nechiro.
Meditate in them day and night.
Yamugamba kokeka kodi akakuru.
That's the main trick.
Yesu yebashibwenye.
Praise Jesus.
Atira mukama fu Yesu Kristo bwakanyweza.
How the Lord Jesus establishes it.
Mumatayo waliyesure yabi mu munana.
In Matthew chapter
28.
Verse 18.
Ukushingira do ruwabi.
Mostly verse 20.
Gagama timbayigirije nabyo nabye nabaragira.
Teach them all I commanded you.
Kubanga nze ndu amuna mu.
I am together with you.
Okutuka enkomeyo.
Up to the end.
Ngantegeza
achi. And I mean what?
Ndishinga katonda kutuza okuyigirije okugasha.
If God said to teach you to profit.
Abat kusomeshiza okugasha gwe.
To profit you
no kugasa abalala
and to profit others
nga kusubira
and expects you
je bigambo binogenda kuba obinywereramu.
These words are going to stand strong in them.
Ubiteke munkola.
You put them in action.
Obinulire na abalala.
You preach them to others. The prophet
wanka tunda batadukide mbiro za
wili. God has not run in vain. Yes,
okuyigirisha kuno kuna
entire teachings
kainza kubanga kumalide mbishi
cannot have wasted time on you.
Kati okusobola nayo kubera nawe nakuzona.
Be able him be with you all days.
Agambe biga obien kuyigirisha ro kugasa gwe na abalala.
What have taught you, profit you and the others. You stand in them.
Biteke munkora.
Put them in action.
Neira mwete kufukuyongera
yo. Ready to spread them to others.
Era kakwakulizo.
And the trick.
Akakasanto jakuba mwesigwa nyo jali.
Very faithful to him.
Aliokabere nawe.
They will be with you.
Yakugamba mtemisa wecho kubiresura yakubiri.
2 Timothy chapter 2.
Nusoka paka oruo kubiri.
Verses 1 to 2.
Nagama nti ebigambo bino.
And he said these words.
Yo ulidemba ujulirwa.
Had in the many witness.
Era bikwasenga abantu. Obiulira mbajulirwa
abawera
konga bwechili lero.
Just as it is today.
Na wali we goodness.
And there is heaven and earth.
Abikulira ngo obiulira.
And hear you as you tap them.
Naye nabaga na watoi nokubyongera yeri abara.
You have to spread them to others.
Ninga baga abikwasa abeshigwa.
Commit them to the faithful people.
Hey.
Yes.
Abayinzo kubyongera yo.
Who can be able to teach them to others. Now.
Kulibwobeyanga toli mwete kubyongera yo.
You're not ready to teach to others.
Toli mwesigwa na katono.
And not faithful at all.
Wanje
are we together?
Era bobere yo kwengo tudde wano.
If you're out there and you're seated here.
Mbuno soma mbuso.
That you just read and study. No.
Oli mwesigwa.
You are not faithful.
Era katonda togenda kuba mukwano
gwe. And God, you are not going to be his friend.
Tagenda kuba nawe.
He's not going to be with you.
Uja tuko ogwe.
You reach a time fall.
Waka tutaina ngeri ya kunyweza.
God has not a way to strengthen you.
Wamuro kusara wo kukiriza ye
but to decide believe him
osimbibwe
that you be established
ero kukiriza banabbi
and you believe in his prophets
ulioko wangurenga
then you will be prosperous.
Yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus much
kati bulibwomera gwengoroza
anytime you're there you think
ufuna afuna mukubigambo bino
just getting these words
buno biyambe gwoba
they help you perhaps
ubakale ngo bitwala butwazi bwote
just take them like that
ubakati no kumishinga mu
for now even to miss
atu ina nsonga ya mugundu elikatonda
a reason to give God
din to arabia damu ngatuli mwesi bwa toli na serious
faithful you're not serious.
Yeah, he's serious every day.
He is serious every day. He teaches.
Serious.
You are not serious. You be careful.
Abantu ekisinga okubasulanga bawulidde.
People want them fall after they have heard the words of God.
Kwekubanga tumamanyi kodi ya ngeri si jagenda kuba nabo.
It's to be that they don't know the code through which he will be with them. When God will buy time, we study and get in the depth of it.
That
anytime God teaches to profit you and the others, you stand in those worlds. And you put them in action. And you will be ready. You spread them to others every day.
But
it's the only way God
he
can be with you all days.
There
is no any other way. No matter how you have learned
it,
no proof you can give God except you've done that what I've told you above. We told the prophet Joshua,
there,
as I spoke with Moses one on one, and he too, I was with him, for I taught him, took him in the mountain, I taught him the commands, I first taught him in the Egypt to learn how to write,
and
to learn leadership. That's why Moses was taken in the Pharaoh's palace to learn how to write and read. He learned to carry out the administration of leadership. Praise Jesus much. But in Joshua chapter 1 verse 5 up to 10,
he
told Joshua, what you have to do is one thing. If you want me to be with you, as I've been with Moses, the words of this book should not depart from your mouth.
Depart
from the right or to the right. Meditate upon them day and night.
Now,
our Lord Jesus says, Matthew 28, verse 18 up to 20. Verse 20 is very important. Teach them all I commanded. Come together with you up to the end. Now, so he teach you to profit. Refuse when they have not profited you to become a special person in the kingdom of God. And then you never profit others. As you put in action, now you first stand in them well. You put them in action before you stand well in those words, in the word of God. Never waste to put them in action. Prove you have stood well in them.
You've
not stood well in them, and you want to put them in action, the enemy beats you. Those you've not stood
and
want to do the word of God. That's why God says, stand still and see my salvation. Stand in the word. When you say, I have stood in the word, it's to say, I will not stagger. And you begin to put in action,
enemies
of all matter will shake you. On the left and the right, no be moved. I'm not moved. That's why I say you first stand always. And then you put in action. And you spread before far. You put in action, never spread to others. Are we together? Before you put in action, don't spread to others. For your fruits, they will destroy the work you do or to stop it. Stopping that work to be there. Stopping to start to maintain it be there. Yes.
Or
to throw it down. It means before you stand, don't put in action. You will not be able to stand the rascal Satan.
Now,
firm in the word of God. I don't depend on it. No matter what, I've decided,
follow
light of the word of God. Not stories, never rumors. Now there, put in action. Now God is establishing you. Stand still.
You
see my salvation. These words don't depart from them.
You know that
or to the right, you
may stand
in the day and night. Prove you've stood in them. Now put them in action. You bear their fruits. Don't spread them to others. People preach and they say, speak about God, are the ones doing that?
It
means we are free to sin the way we want. Have you understood well? At least in the summary, you have gotten it. Yes. You may spoil the work of the Lord. And you cause a scorn to your God. You become an enemy to him. It's you speak his words. It's you committing things not right.
You
become a typical Pharisee. What you teach is not what you do. That beats many in the midst there. That's why he told you. Before you stand, don't put it in action. Don't spread to others.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
For
when you spread to others, then you must be very faithful.
2 Timothy 2:2
says,
and
once you heard the many witnesses, commit them to the faithful people
who
will be able to teach them to others. When I
read
the faithful people in Matthew 25, who is that faithful servant? The master will entrust the flock to him. He can give it food in its rightful season. But after, see, the master never comes back.
And
he goes on those of the house, he beats them. He torments them. He
goes
those of the world appear like those of the world. The servant is to be cut
asunder.
He's separated from his body. The body's flesh is put on the ground. The spirit goes back to heaven. To God who gave it. But what is terrifying? If you did do what he told you, don't go back to your home country in heaven. You fall in hell. And he says in the John 14, if you keep what I've commanded you, I remain appearing to you.
It's
the reason why God reached time will no more appear to you. It is the reason why many ministers, they saw God before when they started ministries, they have never seen him.
They have never seen him again.
Yes. They saw him long before.
And
as I started this ministry, the Lord appeared to me. He told me, I have not seen him again. What caused it? Those words I've spoken above. You can see him once in your lifetime, and you never see him again.
And
will never be with you all days.
And
remember in the John 14, our Lord Jesus promised to say, if you stand in my commands, I remain appearing to you. The reason he attaches, because you are living, me too, I'm alive. But the problem there, never remain appear to those dead. Not. Which kind of death? You must unclothe the old man with all his acts. I have told you we are just speaking and speaking in the Psalms, the scriptures.
He
put a condition, say yes. And remain appearing, and we are together to the end. For you live, me too I live. Never appears to the dead. For a reason,
it's
not God of the dead, it's God of the living.
If
don't clothe the old man who died. Fornication, immorality, last of the eyes, last of the flesh, pride of this life.
Not
remain appearing to you.
Hey.
That's why you say,
Isaiah 58.
Right from verse 10 downwards. After you'd have taken away pointing of the finger, it acts like those. Never speak what you want. Not to do what you want. He will guide you all the day. Before you will call him, he's answered.
He
has to be with you. But things there, they are very interesting. What is in the midst there?
It
makes you friends. In the John chapter 15, from verse 15 downwards, he said, all I have heard from my father, if I say you're my friends, I no more call you servants. What I have heard from my father, I have told them to you. You'll come from the verse
12.
He first says, you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. I no more call you servants.
No,
you have to go on that levels. But I was speaking in the word of God that you think about it. That God teaches you to profit and also you profit others. Always prove you stand in those he has taught you. Put them in action. Spread them to others. It's the only way God can be with you all the days. Let me expect you've understood me well in this speaking. You first speak with your brethren in those words. Like 1 minute. Use it with carefulness.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Pastor has told me in the story we have been talking. I don't know your fellow server what they have told you. He's told me.
This what,
that he first stands, then he puts in action.
Wanted
to get explained more about it. But that word of first standing, as if God say, stand still and see my salvation.
Satan,
when he was falling, departing from God, the trick was one. He didn't abide in truth. He knows it. Truth in it. That's the point of making you fall. He knows though you'll put in action. Yet he puts truth in them. And
he
still staggers. The word of God I've done it today, tomorrow I'm not standing and today I follow what I want. Tomorrow I remember the words.
Today
I say what I want to do. Remember the Lord's God says.
Oh,
are joking. That's where it best to fall. John chapter 8.
Verse
43 to 44. He never abode in the truth. He first abided in it.
Not
if you're not strengthened and abounding in it. Not rooted in the Christ.
You
beat you down though you will put in action. For he knows it. Not yet believed God. For hearing his word and putting in action. He knows it. God has not established you. God has not yet trusted you. You cannot see salvation. Though you put in action.
Many
people want to do the word. My God. But as I moved one day, I feel I've all gotten cold. established in it and you put in action. Satan, when he fell, he never bought the truth.
Because
before you abide in it,
he's
going to cause a fall. But you want to put in action. Now there are those who forget, and they first stand, for a month, and they forget how they hold it all days. I said we're not studying on that. We are speaking.
You remain
demanding it from the Lord.
You
will come back to explain it one by one. Are we together?
Oh, you know, when standard strategies.
You have to have standard strategies as you.
Going
not to stand 1 month. For the terrified thing on Satan, he's an accuser. What I call a choosing. He'd never give up.
Or
you stand, he said, let me see. Satan. The geckos preach about him. They go on a big tree and they say, let me see whether it is strong and shakes it with like that.
Though
you are a giant, Lucifer, come and try to shake and see whether you can be moved.
King
Nebuchadnezzar, he was exalted.
Big
three old nations, the hammer within him in shed. They fell on him and shook him like that.
And
then beat him down. The gospel of a geckle, you have understood it? Preach how Satan in this accusation never give up. No matter you are high and you root yourself, you're big. He come as a geckle. Like are you strong? Begin to shake. He shakes you there. You see that gecko? Small. Be free, and you wonder how he there stands against it.
Though
you get rooted and you grow, Nebuchadnezzar. He was a big tree in his kingdom. But pride grew in him, he went to the city.
My city built.
The angel flew. He told him,
wait,
we take you in the bush. Come on, we've realized. 7 years. You've understood. The Most High and heaven
dwells
in the kingdom of the children of men.
Yet
is a tree. According to what was spoken of him. Now him, Satan, you don't tell him that.
Though
you get rooted and you grow big.
If he
was on the true vine, he came on this world. He took it in the desert, he shook it to see. Now you the branch. That's why he said, if the green trees, this has been done to it, how
will
you the dry branch?
Advise
you first come back in him and bear fruits.
Don't
move on before you bear fruits. And bear those which are bites. Fruits.
Aha.
Yes. Lest you dry and they cut you off. There too, it's a broad thing. Yes.
They say we're
going to campaign revival. I don't know. How are you rooted? There are geckos, the Lucifers. They will try on you.
Wanji?
Are we there? Are we there? Even the true vine, they tried on it. Our Lord Jesus, we all have branches in heaven and
Keko
Lucifer.
You
took him in the desert. You looked for and tried on him. You bought more to me. I give you the cities. And if I say you, look at this girl. You know, Christians preach their gospel. You may not know the gospel of the geckos. And they're on the tree shaking it. A big tree. How is that? Big tree. It's more geckos like this. It's on it. Check. Trying it. You strengthen.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
So come,
you
miss him.
You speak to your brother till the bat.
The
gospel of the geckle is amazing.
No, yet I go.
Careful about it.
Ay. Yes, you ever see me.
Praise Jesus, man. What have they told you?
But
if you are a tree, where have you reached? Even if you are given the worldwide call, that is what was on Nebuchadnezzar.
And
God called him his servant. Worldwide, all nations, they harbored under his shade.
He's a tree
where all animals and creatures rest in him. But the geckos,
Lucifer,
came on the giant tree. And it knows it. I'll not be able to throw down this tree. What can I do to defecate on it? Begin to grow that they cut it off. As
you
are there, they cut it down. They have left there a shoot. You may not be left a shoot as you. I have no proof unto you.
Look at
this. I will not throw this one. It's a big tree. I'm going to defecate in this tree. In the branches. As it shakes. Slowly.
Because
the parasite grow on you. And the fruits keep dying, your normal bear fruits. And the owner passes them. I planted a tree. He seeks fruits, there are no fruits on it. You may not pray to be pruned.
But
those we shall speak about them. Pastor Godfrey. Have you seen this issue? Have you stood well? He says still lacking. That study would have gotten it well. And then they have cut down the tree. Prophet Job, that's why he said, when the tree is cut down,
and
there is hope that it will grow again. But you
may
uproot you just. Satan. He has not strength per se. Not.
The
servant of God stands well. May not do anything on him. But at least try. Let me try shake it. As it comes and shakes, shake a little to see. The whole world takes it from me. I told his master, the whole world is in my hands. The gospel is brought, he's taking it. Let me try to shake. And I see that I kicked it off.
You may leave
it and ignore it. Yet it targeted the branches. Difficulty people on them like that.
Hallelujah. That's why
if you are branches to me, I am so careful about you so much.
We
can climb to the branches. Yes. And he draws the branch to him.
You see
how the stem dies?
But
the worms pass through the leaves. Are we together?
So
careful that I push you far.
But
the way to see that you move well. Even the stubbornness, you do have to analyze
which it is.
Lest the gecko has reached the branches.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.